With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing a new, shorter deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a deal to end its three-year war in Ukraine.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
The president's announcement earlier today came as Ukraine said Russia had fired another overnight barrage at the besieged country. Meanwhile, the latest on the U.S. and EU tariff deal. Here's correspondent Mike Hempen reporting.
The United States and European Union have agreed to a trade framework that establishes a set tariff on most goods.
15%.
President Trump says the agreement averts a trade war that could have sent shockwaves through economies around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal rebalances the trade relationship between the U.S. and EU.
I think we hit exactly the point we wanted to find.
Trump had set Friday as the deadline for reaching a deal. I'm Mike Hempen.
Well, that deal is a major victory for American energy and economic leadership. The EU committed to purchasing $750 billion in U.S. energy exports, ensuring America's role as a global energy powerhouse. EU also pledges an additional $600 billion in new investments beyond prior commitments, strengthens transatlantic ties, but also delivers a significant win for American workers and industries. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to an unconditional ceasefire to end their deadly border clashes for the last 4 days. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim mediated those talks. This is SRN News. It has been a summer of virtually sold-out performances for the lavish Broadway-style biblical musicals produced live on stage by Sight and Sound Theater. In all their shows, animals play key roles on stage and in the aisles of the theaters. Katie Miller of Sight and Sound says that's especially true at their Lancaster, Pennsylvania theater, currently featuring the 30th anniversary production of Noah,
which is our obviously most animal-heavy show. And so we have over 100 animals on property right now, and we have three different incredible teams that care for them. When they're not on stage, we're very grateful to be able to have over 40 acres of pasture land here. They can spend their weekends and their evenings out free in nature, living their best animal lives, and we love the part that they get to play in telling these stories.
That is Katie Miller of Sight and Sound, and this is SRN News.
Stocks coasted to a quiet finish to begin a week full of potentially market-moving events. The S&P 500 edged up less than 0.1% to set an all-time high for the sixth straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite added 0.3% to its own record. Stocks were steady after the United States and European Union agreed on the framework for a trade deal, one that still has many details to be worked out. Later this week will come big tech profit reports, a decision on interest rates by the Federal Reserve, and other highly anticipated reports. The Dow was down 64 points to close at 44,837. The Nasdaq gained 70 to 21,178. The S&P 500 up 1 point to 6,389. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.